character of Monte Jaramillo, Mr. Brad Hutchings, the host of the Tweeting Morio. Morio? Did I really just say Morio? Fuck.
Morio. Morio. M-O-R-E-O.
Yes.
M-O-R-E-O.
It made me feel great, man. Tweeting Morio video cast. I'm so happy for you guys right now. You just said something off air, like you were freaking out today. Why? Like the tech stuff was getting at you, or what?
Oh, the tech stuff was terrible today. Hangouts did not work. I had the, you know, we use Google Plus Hangouts because it lets us broadcast on YouTube live.
Right.
And I had the thing set up. I had it set up 30 minutes before the show, and everything was on schedule. I was going to invite Cobb. Cobb was going to come on. We were going to do sound checks. We were going to hang out. He did not get any invites. I had two guests who I invited to hangouts. They didn't get any invites. So at the last minute, and in fact, we weren't even going to use GoToMeeting today because I've been having this problem with the automatic gain feature on GoToMeeting where it turns the mic down if the noise gets too loud on any end, whether it's my caller, whether it's me, whether it's my music drop. It suddenly turns all the mics down. So that's a problem we had last week with levels cutting out. So I wasn't even going to use it, and I had to use it, had to make it work with about 1 minute to spare. Yeah, it was real fun.
So are you okay now?
I'm living. You know, I got the thing put away, got my mess put away, had myself a nice little pulled pork sandwich for lunch, a couple glasses of milk, a Pepsi, couple coffees. Yeah, I feel okay now. But
right,
just so you know, for
the people, because the Morioles, why do I keep saying Morioles? God.
I don't know. We're the Baltimore Morioles.
Morioles, yeah. Morio cookies.
Sure.
The Moriers are going to listen to this for sure. I Facebook messaged you or tweeted you or something. I was like, put down all the splitters and call me. Because I'm in a potting mood, and I appreciate you doing it.
I almost didn't see it, and I think you did that like 15 minutes ago, and I think the only reason I saw it is because I had my phone charging, and I picked up my phone and was just trying to dismiss all the notifications, but
You're like, wait a minute.
But I saw
this one looks important.
I saw it as a call for help, and so, you know. I
really?
To,
oh, my God.
I did, which is okay, dude. It's totally okay.
You're right. Let's be honest here. I didn't have my show that I had lined up on Saturday night that was going to be tomorrow morning's post. What? Fuck. I just realized something.
What's
I haven't
that?
Spoken all
recording.
Day.
Okay.
I've been in my house.
Uh-huh.
First of all, I listened to Jay and Natasha Leggero this morning.
Let's start there. I want to tell you where Jay Moore was. I want to tell you where that dude was at 10. I'm going to say it was about 10. Oh, it was 10:35 when we finally just broke up the whole thing. At 10:35 last night, he was 70 miles away from home. He still had to get paid. I mean, he still had to reconcile everything with the club. And you can imagine, like, you're a performer at a club, and they present you with a sheet, and you probably go back and forth over numbers and all sorts of stuff, and you probably have to do it in a way that's professional. Even
not for nothing, JJ, but you didn't fill the room up. How am I supposed to how you expect me to pay you the full amount? Come on, what am I?
Right.
Asshole here?
you know that garbage. You know that garbage goes on, right? Okay, so he's probably got to, you know, he's got to like look at the ledger and stuff. It's that late. I didn't see any business managers there or anything, so that's like on him to do that. You know, he's got to get his stuff all loaded up into his truck. I guess he got to pick his wife up at the hotel. They got to drive home. And then that guy's got to be back in the studio. Like, today, I think he's usually there by 6:30 in the morning.
Now, wait a minute. What stuff? You mean like
my
merch?
My sorry ass.
Like merch?
What's that? Yeah, he had merch. He had lots of merch. That's got to get loaded up in the
what,
truck.
By the way,
trucks just aren't like right there at the improv either. There's like a parking structure that's a good walk away. So somebody's got to get the. I mean, the dude is not. There's no way that dude is on the road before 11:30 last night with an hour plus to drive home. Not to mention freeway closures and stuff too. The 405 is not straight open. Fridays, Saturdays, and Sunday nights after I think 10 o'clock. So you got that to contend with too.
Okay. All right. So my arguments mean nothing.
Yeah, just a minute. I get it. And the point is that he was in the studio probably this morning at 6:30, just like usual.
Yeah.
While my sorry ass, who only went to 3/5 of his shows this weekend, was doing everything I could to get out of bed at 8 o'clock.
No, but you didn't have to get out of bed at 8 o'clock. You were concerned about, you know, making sure everything was going to work. Like, you didn't have to do that. You could have just been like, let's just switch everything on and see if it works. I mean,
actually, really, I needed to be up by 6 because, you know, my buddy Pat, who I had on, you know, I ended up keeping him up very, very late tonight. In, you know, he's outside of London to do business stuff that we had to go over. So that was kind of a super dick move by Brad. And
I feel like if you're just going to be one of us doing one of these low level podcasts, like, there's going to be a lot of dick moves, you know. This weekend,
yes.
You know, I had my good buddy Shannon Davidson. She's been on the show a couple times. Mm-hmm. I booked her 3 weeks ago, and I completely forgot that she was coming over this weekend. But in the end, it didn't work out anyway because I was working. She had some kind of party to go to. Now she's mad at me because she feels like I blew her off. And I'm like, you know, this is just how it goes. You know, like, there's a life that we're trying to do our thing around, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah. Come on. No, but I just want to tell you, man, like, and, you know, Jay, when you hear this, I'm proud of you guys. I think it's really cool that, I mean, let's not, you know, completely go nuts here. Like, at the most, I think I saw 12 viewers. But the fact that you have, you know, between 10 and 15 people tweeting the show, watching it, you know, whatever it is, like, that's really cool. I don't even know if I have that kind of command to do, like, a hangout or to do a Ustream channel. That's why I haven't done it as of yet. I'm jealous of you guys.
Here's the thing. Two things, okay? Number one, I actually saw 20 at some point, so I don't know what the stats were about. Plus I had two on GoToMeeting that were listening. So I'm going to call it 22. Okay, which is cool. Numbers are no big deal there.
They are a big deal.
Watching on,
dude,
well,
I run well, one. They're a big deal. If you said 25, you'd be like, fucking 25? Yeah, nice.
Well, I want to be in 3 or 4 figures where I really want to be one day. But, you know, that's just dreaming and building, and it doesn't have to happen overnight. Point being, right now it's YouTube. It's not, you have to have a YouTube app open on your phone or whatever else. It's not very compatible with tweeting. I mean, apparently what some people are doing is they're listening to a little of the show. I got some DMs about this. We listen to a little of the show. We go and tweet on our phones, but that turns YouTube off, and then we come back to YouTube and listen some more. Right. So it's not a very, as far as a live experience goes, it's really not a great experience unless you've got YouTube open on your desk and you've got a good internet connection and stuff to do it with. You're basically sitting at a computer.
No, in fairness, even then it's not a great experience because I'm just looking at your face. How come I can't look at Cobb?
You couldn't look at Cobb's face today because he was on GoToMeeting, not on Hangouts. I couldn't get him there.
I don't like this. Thing. He looked all sexy at the improv shows. Got the glasses.
He was
looking real.
I tell you what, I liked his hair. I suggested that he go full on Brad Pitt with it, and I said I would do the same.
He should have. He should have. No, you did. You were the one.
He's got that dick comb over thing.
I post a picture of the girl from Game of Thrones, King Joffrey's wife, with the half a shaved head. She looks amazing. And you come in, you're like, Brad Pitt did that today. I'm like, if you look at these two pictures and you see the same thing, you have a problem, sir. Something has been too long. I don't know. That girl looks
actually
unreal sexy. I don't care about Brad Pitt and his half a shaved head.
I agree. You want to know what it is with me, what the hang-up is with that side-shaving thing?
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
I mean, this is a real hang-up. This happened to me, I'd say, 3 years ago. I thought I was getting a little bit gray on the side, and I asked, you know, I'm 43 years old, it's going to happen. My dad went totally gray. He had black hair.
Wait, did I know you're 43?
You did not. You probably did not.
Wow.
I don't share that with a lot of people.
All right,
I know.
Go ahead.
I know, and I still act like I'm in third grade. It's crazy.
You have amazing teeth, though, by the way. So good for you.
Thank you. Keep going. Thank you. Look, they're the one feature I know of, and I love it. So I just, yeah.
I know that your guys' podcast is really technically driven. So I'm hoping that there should be a ticker, like a sports ticker. And I hope if you ever do that, you run it across your fucking choppers.
My teeth. Thank you very much. I have to do that. So anyway, yeah, they're the one good feature I've got. So anyway, so my dad was, when he was 30, black hair. He also had very, very nice thick hair and stuff. He had thick black hair, real, real cool. 31st birthday, all gray. It was the strangest damn thing. And, of course, he's real young and goes gray like that. It was the strangest damn thing to watch. So, you know, just before I'm hitting 40, I'm starting to see a little gray on the sides. And I'm like, okay, what am I going to do about this? So, I don't just go to a barber. I actually have a girl who cuts my hair, and she has this really great deal for men and children as far as haircuts goes. I think she still lists at $12, and I always give her $20 just because she does a great job with a very funny-shaped head and, you know, real funny patterns and the whole thing, and she makes it work.
Sure.
So I always tip her real good. She said, you know, just get a little Just for Men, like water it down a little bit and put it through your hair. Make sure you use the gloves so you don't stain your fingers or anything, but it works great. And don't try to do anything more expensive than that. It's just, that's wasting your money. Okay. Thank you very much. Her name's Tracy, by the way. She does, but she's very, you know what? She tells me what to do with my hair, what products
she uses. Yeah. She's pro Brad. There's no,
she's totally looking out for me. So I appreciate
you ever hit
it,
on her?
Right. So
like,
No, she's got a kid and she's married and all that stuff. So no, I just
doesn't mean
I
anything.
Let her,
this isn't Jay Moore Sports. Nothing bad can happen right now. Have you ever been like?
Right. Well, me.
You know what? Just give me your number. just.
Hey, have you ever held hands with a goat? So I go and do this, right? And, you know, it was funny because it came out really, really weird on the sides. It came out like it. It was just weird. It was like this real flat, like it wasn't individual hairs, but like it was a sheen. And I was like, what the fuck happened? Can I say fuck on your podcast? All right. I'm like, what the fuck happened with this? And I look real close in the mirror and I'm like, holy shit, I'm not turning gray. I'm going bald.
What?
Seriously, that white that was making the gray, it was not the gray in my hair.
Oh,
it was
no. No.
Oh, holy no.
Wait a minute.
You're
going bald?
I got great hair. I got great hair on top. I mean, like, really, really great hair. I do not have a bald spot. I don't have any thinning. I've got a little bit of a, you know, the temples are going up just a tad. But that won't catch up with me until I'm 65. Just seeing my dad, of course, you know, you get that baldest thing from your mom. My mom's still got great hair at 66, 67. So I don't have to worry about that. But damn it, I'm like thinning. I'm thinning so much on the sides that I'm going bald. Then.
Wait a minute. Wait. There's such a thing as you going bald from the sides?
You know what? I'll tell you what. Apparently with me there is.
I didn't know that. I thought it was like top. Like you always kept your sides.
Like,
unless you had like cancer or something,
you know,
like that.
What? Right. It must be a French thing. I got a little French in me. I have no idea, dude. But that's when I noticed that. And so what I did is I said, okay, we're not going to cut it so close there. So I went from like, you know, typical getting the number one cut to usually a number three on the sides.
Okay.
So that helps a lot because, you know, a little bit more length covers stuff up. But, I mean, still, it looks like I'm, you know, like kind of whiting on the sides, and that's not really all that much whiting. There's a little gray there. I got a lot more gray running through.
People are going to think you have plugs. Like, they're going to think your whole head is bald, and, like, if you have hair on top, they're going to think that you went to fucking, what is that? shit. What is that? What's the one that actually works? I can't think of it.
Well, Rogaine is the one that works, dude.
Well, no, but there's a procedure. Damn it, I don't know.
Oh, add a hair to me. No,
you did that earlier this week for me with the. Okay. Here's the other thing, Clark the Cub. Right, we all love him. It's amazing.
Yeah, he got the added dick to me.
you took a picture of me and you just pasted his head on my body, which is fine. And I was like, no, can I have the crank as a nose? And I meant, like, can you take the bear head off of me and then put the crank as my nose not keep the bear head on and then put the little bear dick on the bear head. I wanted it just on my face, and I didn't want to ask you again because I don't know how hard Photoshop is for you, but I was like, I don't want to waste your day.
Actually, I'm a complete hack at it, you know, which is why it was funny. We talked about this podcast, this video cast we're going to start doing in the evenings. We'll start probably next Tuesday if I can get this tech stuff actually working again. No right. Collins, just Google Hangouts, so it's just all nice and tight and easy.
Yeah.
But I want to celebrate everybody. People who do this stuff. What's that?
Speak.com, everybody. Speak.com/GOTpod. Yes. Keeping it tight. Forget all that stuff. You were like, let me use 9 different things and see if we can connect it all. Like, what are you doing? I have 9 different things on this table that don't work.
I know. And I hate having to buy equipment. I told you this the last time we talked. You know, I got the Phil Hendry backstage pass.
Right.
And I mean, I love Phil Hendry. Absolutely love him. But I think the most amazing thing about the backstage pass is he's got a video feed of him actually doing his show. And he's got control boards and computers and monitors and, you know, this phone and all sorts of plugs and everything else. And he's like Mr. Audio Engineer putting it all together. It's not just him doing voices. There's a lot of, you know, bringing it together that goes there. And
no, I was thinking about it for you today, like watching you trying to be the board op, like you trying to be you and Ramos. Like it, what happens is it fucks with the flow of your show. Because
I know that.
At least in the 2 hour span, there's probably, if you put it all together, there's 4 minutes of you going, no, stop. Wait, hang on. Let me do this commercial. Like, not to say that you're going to find some little tie boy that's going to come be your board op. Even though maybe you should.
We were horrible today. I know.
No. You were not horrible. It's just like controlling all the things. Like you can't host and control all the things and keep everybody. Like when somebody called in and you were like, "Hey, I see you on there. Just be quiet and we'll get to you." Like that's what a screener does.
You know. You're right, but that's also the cluster F the go-to meeting is the way I've got it set up.
Stop not cussing. What are you doing?
I've got a new way.
Say clusterfuck.
I've got
right
a
now.
New way to
say clusterfuck.
Clusterfuck.
There you go.
I've got a new way to deal with the go-to meeting that uses a spare cell phone that I've got, and then
there
it
you
needs
go.
Some. But it needs this funky cable to get to my computer, and so I had to order it off Amazon. Freaking nobody locally carries that. So you know,
I told you about the first time I got red on Jay's show. I bought an Apple TV, and I have like a pretty brand new fucking 47-inch TV, and
can't make them work.
There's no sound coming out of it. I'm like,
yeah, beautiful, huh?
What the fuck? I had to buy this old weird Chinese cable to make it work. Like, I understand your pain. Trust me.
Yeah.
Like, I've tried. You've tried more things than me, but like trying to do some kind of remote live. Anything, call-ins, whatever. Like it's very tough, dude. Like when I was trying to bypass Ustream, I don't know if you were around for this, but let me see what the site is called. I think it's called YouNow. And what it is, it's like a Ustream site where like it's you know, audio, it's a video, the whole thing. But it's a roulette thing where like you'll sit there, like you'll log in and you'll just be sitting there waiting for your time. So like if you're, let's say like if you're me and I have a guest in, you know, I'll just start the show and we'll log in on the thing and we'll just wait for our time. And there's like a 5 minute lag usually. And they're like, your slot will be up in 5 minutes. Right. So
yeah,
you sit there and you talk and whatever, and then your time comes up, and then globally the home screen on you now just randomly changes. And if people see you and they think that you're entertaining or you're good, then they like you and you get 30 more seconds. I don't even know like what that's necessarily equivalent to. It's like, it reminds me of some kind of like a slot machine or something. It's like, I mean, if you're great, like if you have some hot bitch in your room, which I never will, or if you have like just something just hysterical, like people will keep liking you and it'll keep going and you'll never get shut off.
It's like a trap door on a stage or something.
Yeah, it's the hook.
Like
yeah.
that or something like that.
It's the hook, yeah.
Yeah.
And we tried that too, and it's just finding the outlets where everything like goes the way you want it. As guys with limited wallets, I don't think it's gonna really happen for us. And also as guys that don't want to be camera ready every day, You seem to be okay with it. I am not.
Being not camera ready every day, being not camera ready every day or what?
No. You seem to be okay with just popping the camera on. I'm like, I want to look nice. Like I want to be like dressed up.
Oh, you know? You dress up a lot nicer than I do too. I mean, I went college shirt and actually threw a t-shirt on under it. You know, so like I wouldn't sweat all over the keyboard or the microphone. And I thought I cut myself shaving. I thought I cut myself shaving 20 minutes before we went on. But it wasn't. You know what happened was is I turned the hot water on instead of the cold water. You know, to like wash the blade because I like.
All right.
I don't know. And I guess I had it under the hot water a little much, but I went like, an inch and I'm like, oh damn, that hurts. Well, it was hot. So like, this would be a real disaster. Here I come with a Band-Aid on my face, or maybe I'll just talk and just show the left half of my face. And then
Nelly Hutchings.
Like, what the hell is he doing today? Yeah. No kidding. What the hell is he doing today?
I gotta be honest. Go ahead.
Let me go first. Here's a switch that we made. About, we had this time when we were just not being able to pull this off and get our podcast on. And the reason was because we were pre-producing so much, and it was sounding very good. Every episode we did was always better than the last one, and we always thought, what are we going to do next to make it better? We always found something to make it better. But the time that it started to take was, for what went from, say, 20 minutes initially to, like, the typical one-hour episode, our time of pre-production, production, and all that stuff was going from about 5 hours to, I think the last one we did, it went over an hour, took somewhere like 18 hours between me and Cobb to put together.
You people are crazy. Like,
and that doesn't even count what Meat Indeed put into his stuff.
What? Okay.
It was stupid.
Not to pull back the curtain.
It was beyond.
Like, I'm right. Envious of what you do. Why does it take so long?
Oh, pull it back. Because we were pre-producing it, I wanted perfect sound. I wasn't going to deal with, if somebody's microphone popped, I was pissed. And the thing was, is when we finally did one of these live things, and I'm like, wow, that's interesting. We actually can do these live things. Boy, I hated talking live, too. I just wasn't very good at it. I mean, I could carry on a conversation with people, like, you and me talking right now. I could do that forever. But
that's
when
so
I, like,
weird.
Got
like,
into...
Like, okay, I feel like that, like, the live element puts enough of the live conversation on you where, like,
yeah.
Like, okay, can I be frank?
Don't call me Frank.
Not a slam at all, but like,
no.
You were talking with Maddie, what's his last name?
Maddie Ballgame, Matt Ballacher, yeah.
Ballacher, yeah, yeah. At Maddie B Ballgame. What is it? At Maddie Ballgame?
Right. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, at Maddie Ballgame on Twitter. You were trying to remember something, and you were like, oh, what is it? And you were actually, you didn't say, Cobb, what is it? But you were like, what was that? And you were waiting for him to say something, but he's sitting back going like, is he talking to me? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
no, I know,
The nature of you, like, when you come and talk to me, like, this is our third time, right? When you talk to me, like, there's no spaces. Like, we're running over each other, if anything. I don't know what the scripts or I don't know where the miss is, but, like, you guys are putting the work in, but there's still, like big spaces. I don't know if it's because the spaces aren't scripted or, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what's going on.
I think, I think part of it was today the technology really, really got in the way. That I was fighting that all day, and... We also...
No, you...
This is another thing.
Not for nothing, Brad. You got in your own way. All right? I can't be expected to pay you for this podcast if you're going to be tripping your own self up. And now I got to get out of the building as quickly as possible.
I will also tell you a little secret here is because with the shows and everything else, Cobb and I did no prep until about 9 this morning. Which is that gets to what I was talking about before. We would like write stuff and then record it and then I'd mix it and we'd listen to it and critique it and figure out how we wanted to remix it and everything. And we ended up spending like ridiculous time on our last episode. And that's when I burnt out. I mean, I absolutely burnt out. And it wasn't that Cobb wasn't helping out. He was helping out a whole bunch. It's just he couldn't help me with the technical stuff.
No, the tech stuff is fucking bananas. Like I've been going crazy about it. Because like if I have a phoner, then we're talking on my cell phone line right now. Okay.
Right.
I would prefer not to do that with everyone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you gotta make the tech work. Exactly.
Well, no, like for you, like I trust you. I trust Chim. I trust Jay. Like you know, I trust 12. Like whoever I don't think might kill me at some point can have my number and we can talk on the number. You know what I mean?
My hang up
is that whole thing of, like there should be like some kind of privacy. Maybe there shouldn't be. Like who gives a fuck? Like right now if I get killed because of a podcast, how great would that be? Jesus Christ. I mean, you know what? Maybe I should do that.
Yeah. Please don't.
Dude, you know what?
You're too reliable to fill in, dude.
No.
You can't do that to me.
No. Like what if that would like solve all my life's problems as far as the show goes because I've just been not willing to give out my cell phone number. And then something weird happened, and then I was killed because of it. And then you guys get the benefit of me being killed because of a podcast, because of special interests.
So first thing you do, sign up for a free Google Voice number. That's actually what I use for people.
No, I have that
directly.
No, okay. You want to go back to tech problems? Here we go again. Sorry, I don't mean to be.
Yeah, you can't forward it. You can't forward it to your phone.
You can, but. The problem for me, there was a tiny window of time where I could have my cell phone and the Google Voice number, like cell phone on the iPhone, obviously, and then an iPad with a Google Voice app, and I could talk to you. You guys could talk to each other. Like it worked out great.
It happened on one show, and then they
updated the app, and now you can't do that.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I'm. Anyway, that's why I'm trying to use Google Hangouts. And just to complete my story of our transition, we did a live hangout with five people that I just did kind of on a whim. Actually, Cobb and I did one Friday night because I was just testing it. I'd heard about this. I'd heard it had some new features. I wanted to test it out. And it was more for testing for a business project that I'm trying to get done now than it was for me and Cobb. But we had a lot of fun with it. And it turned out that we weren't as bad. Cobb kept telling me, we could wing this stuff. We could wing this stuff. Oh, dude, we can't wing this stuff. You can't wing this stuff. I can't wing this stuff.
Why? You wing great with me. Like, is it just the names? And,
well, I know it's.
I don't get it.
Because you know what? When I'm editing stuff, I'm such a dick about every or every. I mean, I beat myself up over it. You know, I hate it. In fact, you know what I mean? It's like
you want no crutches, nothing.
Exactly. I want to be perfect. I want to be awesome. And that's my standard. You know, and it's.
Well, no,
it's
but like, you can't run this hybrid show that way. Like, there's going to be pauses and spaces and weirdness, and that's why you're having a heart attack today, you know?
Well, I'm having a heart attack today with the technology, because I shouldn't be... I mean, I was focusing about 80% of my energy on doing this stuff. Anyway, back to the transition. We figured out we could do this Google Hangouts thing, and if we could just make it all work, we could do Google Hangouts with our main people that are in the show. We could tie them in with GoToMeeting for guests who can call, and... we can have like a real call-in show, and freaking nobody can do that podcasting right now. That's just us. You know, if you want to do that podcasting right now, you're in for $5,000 or $6,000 of equipment.
Absolutely.
And,
I was talking to Trevor about it tonight. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like what you're doing. Like you have a 5-camera setup and you're having a hard time getting people around. Like what chance do I have?
Here's the thing, dude. I have the theory down, and I feel like I should have this mastered at this point, except there's all these little itty-bitty things that crop up that just derail everything. And then you got to say, okay, well, we plan to do it this way. How the hell am I going to get all these people on? Like today, we couldn't get Hangout invitations out, and I'm just like, well, I guess I got to go back to GoToMeeting, which I didn't want to use today because I don't have that problem solved. So I'm going to deal with that problem so I can get these guys on and have an interactive podcast, and then you can watch me. I mean, I was actually watching the first 30 minutes of this when you tweeted of just like my face doing a podcast with these guys, and you can see me just looking up at the right-hand corner of my second monitor, just fighting those levels all show long. So this gets to the thing about, okay, should we have somebody who's like doing the engineering, being the Ramos? Should we have somebody who's doing the talking, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I do this because I love doing the talking, right? That's right. The only reason you ever get into this shit, right? I mean,
of course, yeah.
If you love doing engineering, you would have gone. I mean, I would have gone to, you know, like a media school or done a media program like Brain's doing at Cal State Fullerton or something like that, and become trained and expert in all this equipment and everything, and gone and got a job with a radio station and done this professionally, right? But I don't like doing that. But that's a necessary part. And so we have this thing where, okay, somebody who knows how to do this, come set this up for me. You're never going to get on the air because you're not good enough for that. You're just going to get the undying affection of me and Cobb as compensation for your efforts. Oh, please, everybody, don't line up all at once.
Dude, no, okay, hang on. Okay.
Yeah.
We have to blast out some Twitter stuff because, like, I can't believe how many tweets have happened since saying you were going to be here. But I'm going to start with what just happened.
Okay, because I haven't been paying attention. I'm just talking to you.
I got a favorite from both Maddie and Jay Moore, and it was a tweet that came in way late today.
For fuck's sake, for what? What'd you do?
I said, Jay Moore 37, not looking forward to playing the Broncos. Cross patterns make me a little uncomfortable. Sign JHC. Hashtag Jay Moore Sports.
Whoa, dude! Whoa!
I just got a favorite from the both of them right there, and I'm very happy about that. Cool. No, dude, okay. Before we do the Twitter thing, I just need you to know, like, the tech thing has been a fucking nightmare. Like, I started doing this with there's a microphone you can buy from Walmart for like $65. It's called the iRig, yeah. Right?
And you right.
You download an app, and then it's for solo podcasting. It's for nothing else. And for the good first probably 15, 16, 17 shows, it was just splitters and Radio Shack mics, and we're up on the deck, we're outside. There's, like, if you listen to the first 20 shows of my podcast, there are actual living crickets just going in the back fucking ground because we're outside because it's hot. You know what I mean? Like, we're drinking beer, we're talking shit, like, that's
what
we did.
You listen to mine, you can hear a lot of this, and that's the dogs on the hardwood floor.
Right. and then you start going like, well, you know, maybe I should do something else, so I bring the table inside.
Yeah.
I got two microphones, I go to jmore.com, I click on the Amazon banner, and I get the Technical Pro Podcast Kit. Excuse me.
Right.
Technical Pro
Nobody
Podcast Kit with a tiny, shitty board that has barely gotten me through.
Nobody does these things right.
Well, no.
Nobody
like,
does these things right.
No, I feel like if you're not part of like a... If you don't have studio access, or if you don't have somebody that knows like what you were just saying about, you know, going to school and all that kind of stuff, like, it's going to be a fucking nightmare figuring out how to do it.
Uh-huh.
And then, but here's the other thing. For me, did you listen to the Meet and Deed show?
Yes.
I don't want to do phoners with people I don't know anymore. I can't, like, if I can't see you and see the inflection of what you're saying and the body language, like, I'm not going to be true to the entire experience. So I'm not going to do it anymore.
You're really not liking my body language right now, where I'm giving you double barrels.
I don't know what that means. Double.
That means I give you one middle finger and another middle finger.
Oh.
You're not liking that body language that you can't.
You're
see.
A dick.
I know. Well, so what was it about me? That was such a cool interview. Scott's such a cool guy. Scott.
Well,
is,
no, like I lost my shit before that happened. Like he hit me up and we should totally do this, and I'm like, yeah, I'm down. Like, we talked about it. Let's do it. And it was like the day or two before that, I fucking, it was Patrick Bateman at the spa, and I had some Asian girl, like, you know, massaging my face. She's like, your skin is so soft, so smooth. And
flashback time, huh?
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing anymore. And I just lost it. And like, I said it in the show, I'm like, you don't know any of this. I didn't pre anything with him. I go, this is this. That person fucked me. This person is going to fuck me. I can just see it coming. How do you keep your integrity? Because I didn't for a whole year. Fuck.
you know.
I hate to tell you, dude, but it sounded just more like a comic bit than it sounded like you were pissed.
No, it's real.
Now I know it's real. No, I guess. This is the thing about Scott. Scott's a great guy.
Scott was great. Like the only hang up I had.
No,
with him
but you know what
was like we were talking about something and then he just kind of like trailed off and he's like yeah and this and I'm like are you high well, like what are you doing?
Yeah. he might be. You never know.
He was perfect. Like he walked into something that he probably felt like you. He didn't know what it was. He didn't know if I was being serious, but like no. For real, people, if you have listened to this show and you're going to listen to Brad because he commands your attention.
Please.
No, the last part of 2012 was me going like, oh, I did this wrong. I've offended people. I don't want to do that. I want to highlight people. So 2013 was like, I'm going to highlight everyone. But guess what? Everybody I had on my show, not all of them deserved any kind of, you know, positive reinforcement. In the end, they were kind of dicks, and now I'm like I want. Sorry, I'm breaking down. I'm breaking down.
What
I know about you is like I can call you and be like, let's do this right now, and you'll do it, and it's going to be good.
Well, and that's, you know, that's the point. I mean, you did, and I saw it on my phone. I'm like, okay, well, I can tell. I've been watching what you're doing and kind of what you're going through with the stuff, and you know, okay, you reached out, fine, I'm there, not a problem.
Well, I just mean like when you and I talk, it's going to be real. It's not going to be this whole like, you know, glossed over dumb shit. Like we're both sitting here going like how hard running a low level podcast is, you know.
A total bitch, dude. It's a total bitch.
And that's fine. It should be that way, you know. Like it's fine to have like a good attitude about everything, but it's also like you have to. Andrew Scott told me this. You have to be able to pop your head back into the bullshit, because if you don't, and you act like you're positive when you're maybe not completely positive all the time, you're gonna get let down, and you're gonna ruin whatever you're doing with that attitude.
Well, I think you know. I think the thing is like, especially like with getting guests and stuff, and you know, and this is like our first week when we. You know, you were going to sit in with us the first week, right? And I thought I had you scheduled, and, you know, it seemed like you backed off, I don't know, an hour before our podcast started, you know. And
was it that short?
It wasn't very long.
Oh, man.
I mean, maybe it was a day, but it's like in my mind I see it as an hour. But I don't see it as a negative thing. What I see it as is there's a lot of shit I want to get done, and everything has to happen perfect for it to all get done. Okay.
Right.
The thing is that nothing, it's not going to all happen perfect. Anytime I do this, I'm totally resigned to there's going to be some curve thrown my way that I'm going to have to figure out, and I'm going to have to make the best of it. And so if that was a curveball I just had to figure out and make the best of, okay, fine, I'll figure it out and make the best of it. If it's go-to meeting decides to crap out, that's fine. If I can't get my invites out on Google Hangouts, that's fine. Because between 12:15 and 2 o'clock, I am doing this podcast. Cobb is co-anchoring this podcast. We're going to have a good time. We're going to be funny as hell, as funny as we can be. We're going to get as many listeners as we can. And by the way, even though we might have had only 10 people watching or 20 people watching or whatever it was at its peak, here's the really cool part. When I wake up tomorrow and I look at those YouTube numbers, they'll be over 140, because exactly what they did the past 2 weeks. And that to me is like, yeah, okay, so now people could do that. And I'll post the I was actually editing the sound, you know, just to clip off the beginnings and the ends, and then there's a couple of dead spots I wanted to edit out. I mean, nothing, no content or anything.
Right.
Before putting the audio up on Libsyn for our podcast feed. Excuse me, as I belch. You know,
no, I'm with you on that. Like I apologize for last week, because like I think
No. It was 2 weeks ago anyway, and you came on last week and you killed, dude. And if you that hadn't was killed fucking with terrible. Your No, dude, if you hadn't killed with your Hetfield impression, I know you'd do it, but if you hadn't killed right there, I never would have thought, dude, do this one for me. I'm going to make Dean Del Rey listen to it, because I'm the only one who's going to... You know what it's like being the opener for a stand-up comic? How many people do you think come over and talk to him? Like, none. So anybody that comes over and talks to him, he's happy to look busy. Because if he... Oh, absolutely. Oh,
okay.
There's a line 30 minutes long to get JJ to sign a t-shirt, and the opener, who absolutely killed, I mean, he absolutely, he was great the three times I saw him. Nobody wants to talk to him. Nobody wants a picture taken with him.
Wow. I wouldn't have thought of it that way at all. You know?
You
showed him my ridiculous Hetfield thing, and that's pretty cool.
I made him listen, and he's like, "Oh my god." I'm like, "Yeah, you guys gotta do, like, he does funny Hetfield and you do funny Axel." And you
I'm
guys
really
just
scared
go at
to do it. I don't want to. Like, he's out there doing, like, he's being a stand-up. Like, forget the fact that I'm in a room alone, like, very alone, sadly alone, right now, talking to you. Like...
Thanks.
What? You don't have an audience? I thought people were around you right now.
No?
All right, you're alone, too? Sadly alone?
I got the dog.
Brutally alone?
Well, not sadly. It's all good.
Your dogs don't count. No one can hear you scream, bro. No, I just, like, you sent me that message last night, and I was like, I felt really great about it. It made me feel great. But I don't, like, he's out there, like, can I say something to you? Maybe some other people that will listen to this show will understand me.
Dude, you know what? I'm dragging your ass out there. I'm dragging your ass out there because you're capable of being out there on that level doing that thing with somebody who's out there on that level.
I don't think so. I disagree. Sorry. Here's my whole thing. Here's my whole thing. I have a ridiculous, like, pedestal type of respect for stand-up comedy. And I've interviewed enough stand-ups, and I've ate shit during those interviews where I don't want to do it anymore. If it's going to be like, if it's going to end up being something where that person doesn't want to help me by sharing it and like, "Hey, this was fun." Like, cause it didn't go well.
But you know what? They just don't do that anyway. I mean, I think they're, look.
Well, then I don't want to do it, dude.
Well, I know.
You know what I mean? Like I can talk to somebody that their mom had cancer. And, you know, the local police station came around and they paid for this and they had a parade. It'd be the same response.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it.
Look, dude, if...
I don't want to do it.
If James Hetfield, like, died or he got voice cancer or something like that, okay? Like, Metallica would go searching through the Philippines and they would not find any homeless guy who could fill in Hetfield. They would wind up in Colorado. And they'd wind up with you, dude, because that is, you are so spot on. You are creepily spot on.
Well, no, like, it's not creepily, even that, though. It doesn't even have to do with that.
Oh, it
it's
is,
just,
though.
No, it's just, I don't know. The whole comedian thing is very weird to me, because, like, I love stand-up so much, and I love anybody that does it. Like, even if you suck, like, you have a place in my heart. What the fuck is that guy's name? The guy I just put on Twitter last night. The one that opened for Jim Brewer. God, he was terrible.
Mm.
I just, like, I don't want to waste my time or theirs if it's not going to be a mutual, like, you know, spreading of wealth, you know? Like, as funny as I think Dean Del Rey is, and I do think he's funny. Like, I love that show. I YouTubed him. Like, it's great.
Yeah.
I don't think either of us will help each other. Especially me to him. You know? So I just don't want to do it.
You know,
I'm not saying I won't. But
got it.
Just saying.
Got it.
You know?
Here's what I think about that. I think you're probably right about 99% of comedians. Okay?
All
right. And I think you're probably, in particular, I think you're probably right about Dean Del Rey. Okay? I just sort of do. I mean, I think he was impressed, but I don't think he was impressed enough. And because I know how dead on that sounds.
No, that guy's been at karaoke, and he's like, "Oh, somebody did Sandman." Yeah, like he's as good as that thing you just showed me on your phone. You know?
He probably has seen somebody who's right, who's as good as what you write. Okay? But you don't find that too often, okay? Here's the thing. He's probably not in that 1% that you would make that work with, but you don't know who that 1% is. And so for you to find that 1% You got to go through an awful lot of duds, but when you find it, you're going to be real happy you did.
And what you just said is the hang up. Like,
I know. A whole bunch of crap to find out one of your characters.
No. I know who's going to be fucking perfect. You know? If I get a chance to interview this, and this, like, they're going to crush it. And I'm going to crush it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be worth the time. You know? I don't know if I told you about this or, like, I'm just going to burn it because I don't think it's going to happen because of my fears. Okay? Big J. Okerson. Do you know this man?
Well, I'll pretend to for the time being. Yeah, he's a great guy.
Big J. Okerson. I interviewed Patrick Milligan from The Stand, New York. It's the biggest new club in New York. I asked him, I said, "Who you see everyone. You see Louis C.K. You see Jim Norton. You see Dean Del Rey." Just kidding. I go, who's the new guy that everybody should be looking after? And he said, Big J. Okerson. Okay. So I have a few contacts, and he agreed to do my show. But it was kind of under the guise of, like, if I'm in a hotel in Toronto and I'm super bored, like, that's when we should do it. So I'm like, I'm never going to be able to land this guy because, like, he's fucking great. He's super funny. But at this point, like, I don't even want to do it. Like, I would be doing him an injustice by having him on my show.
Got it. Okay, so you listen to JJ's show enough that you hear a bunch of terrible guests that he has who sound completely distracted, disinterested, and whatever else.
What, on the sports show?
Kinda, yes.
Oh, yeah. They don't all of them. Good. And every caller, by the way.
Let's just talk Antonio Cromartie. Was that not a disaster? And did you not just see? That was an absolute disaster. It was interesting to listen to because of what a train wreck that was.
No, but if we didn't know, like, as sports people, if we didn't know, like, what he's probably paying attention to, meaning, like, you know, three or four texts from moms and, you know, maybe a phone call from a kid that he should have answered. You know what I mean? Like, that's a lot of information, you know?
Yes, it is. It is. But at the same time, the guy was just, he didn't want to talk about his contract, which is what everybody wanted to talk about. This is why you're on a show, is because you just got a new contract, dude. And we want to know the details of it. We want to know how this got, no, I don't want to talk about that. It's not interesting. No, dude, that's the only reason.
What do you think about your cousin playing in the AFC Championship? Yeah, you know, we always, shut the, awful.
Right, exactly.
And you know what I like about Jay? He will go, like, oh, that was kind of not informative.
Oh, you know, you could tell he was having fun with it, just grinding through it because it was, you know, such a disaster and just making it look like the disaster that it was. You know, there's art to that. So you gotta grind through it to have an interview, like, every once in a while. Like, I don't know who's been. No, oh, like,
I know,
Paul
but
Williams.
Like,
I mean,
like,
you know,
isn't it okay? Let me ask. Let me see if I can, like, frame this question just right.
Sure.
Doesn't it make less of me?
No.
Listen, hang on.
Doesn't I'm listening, it, but the answer's still no.
Shut up. Doesn't it make less of me if I can't hang, I can't BS, I can't make this something that is just a conversation without, you know, the promotion, the, you know, whatever comes in the back end of that stuff? Like, doesn't that make it less of me? Like, why would he do that? Meaning Jay Okerson, meaning Dean Del Rey. Like, these are guys that are already out there doing it. They don't need my help. Doesn't it make it, like, am I not a detriment to what they're doing?
Not at all. I mean, now they.
I disagree.
That doesn't mean they don't.
I inherently disagree.
That doesn't mean they. You know what? That doesn't mean they might not think it. I mean, they may think, yeah, this is just some shitty interview I'm doing because
you know
somebody
how you don't like the tech stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't like that sort of shit.
In my head, if they think that, then I fucked up. I failed. If they don't think the absolute, like, you know what? This kid might have something, you know?
if they didn't have a great time and they share it and they're like, you know, look at this kid, maybe check out his old episodes, like then I didn't do it right.
I think right? what you're asking for is a one-on-one perfect trade. And I think what typically goes down is something that might be, like, for instance, after I showed him your stuff, then I said, so Dean, so when are you going to be headlining a place like this? I mean, I think you've got enough material. I've seen you on YouTube. You could carry an hour or so. Have you headlined? And he told me some of the places he's headlined. They're like little itty-bitty places. And, you know, sometimes he goes into, sometimes at the Melrose Improv, but I still don't think he headlines it. I think he's just
not headlined here. You know, it was amazing.
Oh, he did. Well, what was
25 tickets? It was fucking great.
What was the venue though?
My room, my studio.
Oh, I got you. I see what you're saying. Good point. No,
sorry.
You know what? But I said, so when are you going to headline? And he goes, well, you know, that's the guy you need to talk to, and that's the manager of the play. That's the guy who snuck me in Saturday, right? So
right.
And got me the prime spot that I really shouldn't have had, You know, so I said, well, hey, what's he need to do this? And he says, well, you got to fill the room. And I go, well, how many seats in the room? He says, about 300. You don't have to fill 300, but you got to be pretty close, and you're not going to get, you know, 5 days and whatever. You know, he's like telling me this stuff. I'm like, okay, I'm sure I could find 200 people to come down and pay, you know, 10 or 15 bucks to see this guy on a Wednesday night. I'm positive I could do that. I mean, hell, if right. I was just trying to promote my, if I was just trying to improve my podcast, you know, if I paid for a quarter of them, it'd be cheaper than the damn mics I bought.
Right.
I mean, you know what I mean? I'm doing the math in my head, and I'm like, well, no, we could do this. You know, it was funny because it was like after that conversation, then, you know, it's like, well, yeah, tell your friend to hit me up. I'm like, oh,
meaning me?
I was sort of working here. Yeah.
No, and I didn't, because like I got scared. I'm like, he doesn't need me.
But this is the thing. Maybe he doesn't need you in particular. But this whole angle of all of us coming at him, he needs us. So like, all these people who tune in live for my podcast and stuff and are like, and are big and funny on Twitter and stuff like that. You know, individually, none of us are anything. But just as a group, right. If we all got moving in the right direction, we could be a pretty valuable little asset to somebody. So that's what I say.
I want to think that, but I'm still in reform, recon mode, whatever, like, I don't want to do the whole year of shows that I just did again. I don't want to do anything disingenuous. I don't want to do anything that won't fit to the format, you know? To be honest, last week, I think I told you this. I was like, I've been in a fucking weird mood last few weeks. And I felt really bad about 2 weeks ago canceling. And you know, if I had my choice, I would have canceled last week too. Because I didn't think I was going to be funny. I didn't want to ruin the show. Like it worked out. I listened to it and I really do like it. It went pretty good. I wish I was better at improv with the whole Barry Katz. You know, I saw the ambulance parked out front, man.
What are you?
You got your meeting pants on,
dude. You were. See, to me, when I listened to that, in fact, I've listened to that more times than I think is healthy, okay? It's not that I like the sound of my own voice. I hate the sound of my own voice. But I do like to just kind of listen, see what I did, see what other people did, see how to play.
Sure.
Definitely see how to play off Cobb better. You know, and you could hear it. You kind of hear it today when the technology got in the way.
How far are you and Cobb from each other?
70 miles. But there's nowhere in between to meet and do a podcast.
Really?
Yeah, there really isn't, because you got to have bandwidth.
Like, you two need to be in a room together. It would be so tight.
Yeah, probably.
If you were across the table from this guy, like, you've been there. Like, you've been there. You went to Mexican restaurants.
Yeah.
You went to California Pizza Kitchen. You know what it's like.
Yeah. Well, you should have seen this at the, you should have seen this at the California Pizza Kitchen, just, you know, sitting at the bar, just kind of, you know, holding our own little. It was all the waiters and waitresses that came over that wanted to know about the football game and everything. You know, we're just joking and stuff like that.
Yeah. You see him, he sees you, like, there's no. You'll step on each other a little bit, but, like, not like the.
No, internet, I know.
You know, not like on the phone and all that kind of stuff.
But, yeah, I know.
You guys are so good. I'm so fucking butthurt about that.
I know.
All right, hang on.
I know.
Let's do the all Twitter right. thing here. From start to finish, okay. I can't believe how many tweets we got. Jesus Christ. Boudini.
Oh, that's cool. That's why you pay me.
Boudini, if I'm no longer there, can I just go from here? Hashtag go from where. It's kind of a dick move, bro.
I tell you what, I think that's a guy I think you should have on your cast.
He won't do it. I've asked him. Like, okay, no, what month was that? It was September or August. I'm like, this is going to be the Moyer month. Yeah, it was the last month that I had the show, and he's like, I'm not going to do your show. Like, that's crazy. I'm like, you were a lock. Like, why would you favorite that tweet if you didn't want to do it?
Yeah, I know. He is a private guy, and understandably, and he likes his own little space. He's not a lover of men, and I don't mean that in, you know, like I don't mean that in an untoward way. I think he's just, you know, he's a bit of a misanthrope. You know, it's cool. That's what gives him his character.
Tell him to stop, because I want him to do it.
But
asshole.
But you know why he should do it? Because he deals, like, lots of what you deal with. It's like, I hear the same from him. And it's...
What do you mean?
You know, it's... I just mean, just kind of the, crap. That, what is it? Maybe a little bit of self-doubt that's silly.
No, I have self-hate. That's my problem. A lot of self-hate.
Well, that's silly, too. I mean, that's very silly. You know,
fair enough.
Look, dude, here's what you're doing that 99% of the funny people in this little crowd that we're in aren't doing is you're actually doing a podcast.
It doesn't mean anything. Like, if no one listens, it doesn't matter, you know? If I say, hey, you know, my dad and I became, you know, friends because he walked in on me having sex with porn on the TV, drugs on the table, booze on the floor. I'm serious.
I'm probably honest. Yeah, no, I know. But no, you're doing one. Do you realize we have had, like, newcomers to this little crowd, a steady stream, and it seems like every month somebody comes in and they're going to be the new they're going to do a podcast. They're going to just, like, take over this whole scene. And I, you know, honestly, somebody came in and took over the scene and I could just kick back and listen and, you know, do paid work and stuff. I'd be like, yeah, definitely. Please do. I mean, I've made my friends. I've made my little impression. I'm sure if I go, you know, to any of JJ's shows and see him at the meet and greet, I'll still get a, you know, a good hug and what's up and how you doing on this and all this stuff. And that's fine for me. That's all I need. You know, if somebody wants to come in and do something great, please, please come in and do something great. You know, and yet, you know how many people actually start up and do anything?
I guess none or a couple.
Yeah. You and I are 2/3 of the club.
Now, okay, here's the thing about the my show. Third, oh, go ahead. Sorry.
And the other third, you need to have his ass on real soon.
Who?
So, and you know who I'm talking about. Cobb.
Really? You, me, and him are the Triforce.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, who else is coming? Who else? I mean,
no, you know what? You know, he messaged me after the last one, and he was like, it was after the mock interview, like, you guys already interviewed, you know, somebody else as me. And he goes, you know that, like, as soon as this happens, like, I'll do it. And I'm like, I have no issue with it, bro. Like, you and I are fine. Like, I have no issue with Cobb at all. I love him.
Well, His hair is amazing. I know. But just, you should have him on just because. But
when he's ready, you know, I'm down. You know?
Okay, well, that should be soon. That should be like tomorrow or something. Tomorrow night you should do that.
Jesus, all right. Well, no, I'm busy tomorrow night, but whatever.
You know what I'm talking about. But there's a lot of people who want it, who say they could, you know, they could do stuff. And it's fine. I mean, I'm just like, more the merrier. It'd be cool to have funny things to listen to that are, you know, yes, just like super inside jokes and stuff. I'm totally down with that.
Yes.
But it's a lot of effort. It's a lot of work. And it's just a lot of luck to make it all work, you know.
Well, and I applaud you too for being, you know, a part of it and doing it. It's hard.
Yeah.
You guys have made it harder than it needs to be.
Yeah, and you've been doing this for twice as long as we have, and I think you've only missed like a week and all that, which is really freaking amazing. I mean, I'm not looking to take a week. I'm not looking to take a week off of this, but I have a feeling we'll probably take a week off sometime soon. Just
no,
because
you're the guy. Like, I'm gonna post this tomorrow.
Just to reset.
Like, you're the guy.
Yeah,
not missing anything. Twitter, let's do it.
Yeah, Twitter.
Let's see. Mike Robinson, do my balls look pinched in these shorts? And he sent a, wow, it's a cyclist.
Yeah, I don't have that. I'm gonna look at that later. You don't need to hear my rant.
They really do look. I don't really know what's going on. Like, there's just a whole like weird broccoli bulge in the front of the shit.
Mike is.
Yeah. Yes, Mike. Yeah. Good for you. Thank you. I'll favorite that.
Thanks, Mike.
Let's see. Old Man Beaston. At Brad Hutchins, if TJ tries to get you to meet him in person for a podcast, in quotes, don't do it. Come on, man. I thought we were closer than that.
Dude, you came to my town and I just avoided you for a week, remember?
Hashtag mind blown.
Well, speechless.
No.
Yep, thank you.
Hashtag mind blown.
Hey.
Makes sense.
You know what, when you do this stuff, remember it's like he's the dude who's listening to you. He's in his damn truck. He's driving.
You know what? Old Man Beast
thousands
of
miles.
No, he messaged me last weekend and I know that
he doesn't really have a truck.
It doesn't matter. Like, I know that he's in. Like, he's mentioned things and I'm like, dude, like, the fact that you check my thing out, like, I'm eternally grateful for that, you know.
So yeah,
that's where I'm at with.
But you got to turn that. What you got to do is you got to turn that from eternally grateful and in awe that anybody even did this for me to, you know what? He's my customer now. He's a guy that I'm.
We're
he's
working
a guy
on that, bro.
I know you are. I know
no,
you are.
We all are.
That's what you got to do.
Can't go like, hey, old man, where's that 99 cents, huh? I got to get out of the building right now.
Yeah.
Sec, it's not for nothing, okay? But I'm gonna really need that $2.99 from you, cause my broad is coming to pick me up, and if I don't have that $3, she's gonna really bust my chops. You know,
it's that whole thing. Let's go, Mike Robinson again. Jesus, do you tuck and tape or just tuck?
Tuck and tape or just tuck? You gotta have some tape.
I guess. Mike in Vegas.
Gotta have some tape.
A Brad and Cobb pod. No, just Brad. Sorry, brother. Mike Robinson again.
Have Cobb later.
If you had a pet monkey, what would you name it?
Dog.
Dog the monkey.
Dog
hunter.
The monkey. Dog the monkey. Be friends with Monkey the dog.
Johnny Ringo says Spanky in reply to that tweet. What do we got? Oh, I know that drives you fucking nuts. Mike in Vegas in reply to a tweet. I would dress him in a moose suit. Call him Bullwinkle. Sign Christopher Walken. Hashtag my monkey in a moose suit. That made me happy right there. Sorry.
I sure hope Mike goes out and sees JJ next weekend in Vegas.
Mike, I hope you go out to the South Point Casino.
South Point Casino.
Because this watch was in your father's ass. I was at home. I watched King of New York. I watched Bad Lieutenant. I watched all the old fucking shitty 90s cop movies. So to hear her walking going, Moose Suit, it makes me very happy right now.
Funny stuff, man. Funny stuff. I think this means I've got, the dogs are getting a little rambunctious.
All right, brother. So, thank you for doing this. I know we went really long.
No, it's good. Have Cobb next, because Cobb, you know what, that was an
Well, you tell Cobb, and, like, hey, Cobb, bring you okay. and your hair and your great part and yeah. your singing voice.
Yeah, you either got to hit him on a, Monday afternoon or Monday evening or, like, evenings during the week or something like that, on the weekend. But oh, make okay. it happen, man.
No, we should do
make
it.
Make it happen, because that'll pick you up. I like to pick you up, and I know Cobb likes to pick you. Dude.
No, I feel bad, like he...
You were like, so freaking hilarious last week. You were funny, dude.
I tried. And then, like, there was this weirdness, crazy. And, like, he was like, hey, bro, like, you know, I'll do your show. Like, it's just, there's a thing. And I'm like, there's, you and I have no issue. Like, you, we're family. You know what I mean? Like, exactly. there's no exactly. nothing, you know?
Exactly.
Thank you for this, so, man. Like, I didn't mean to ambush you, but I had a fucking blast. And yeah, thank hey, you for the Dean Del Rey.
Get my buddy Matt Valiker on your show too. That would be an interesting interview for you. He's a cool guy.
Him and his Michelle Obaka? I don't think so. It wasn't even his joke, you asshole. You're like, hey, is that you and the First Lady Obama Chewbacca? Was that you? He's like, nah, that wasn't me.
I think he just completely. Actually, there's some joke that he did. That he got such a reaction with. I'm going to have to go back and listen to my first interview with him. But he got such a bad reaction with it that he's like, okay, I guess I can't even do that in a damn comedy club in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Okay.
You know, that's what I was fishing for there. I got to go back to my notes and see what
No,
it
but
was
you
about.
Missed
it, you know,
right?
Sometimes,
you're like, First Lady yeah. Chewbacca. And he's like, nah, that wasn't me.
Anyway.
Hey, thank you, brother. I'm going to put the TMV new egg with the lips on it. That's going to be the picture awesome. For this podcast. Go to at the That's TMV sweet. On Twitter and follow at Brad That's Hutchings sweet. And at @VJ_Cobb. Love you, buddy. Thank you.
All right, D. I'll talk to you soon. Later. Later.